97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you for joining us today. My guests are David and Margie Schmidt, who are co-owners of Green Beagle Lodge. Thanks, you two, for coming in today.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Let's start with you, David. What is Green Beagle Lodge?
Oh, Sharon, thanks for having us here. The Green Beagle Lodge we like to think of as an extraordinary facility that offers dog boarding, dog daycare, grooming, and training. We're on a 15-acre tract. We're right at the northern border of Chapel Hill, right very close to where 86 and 40 come together. So it's we think it's ideally situated for people who are heading to the airport, heading to the beach, heading to the mountains. You know, it's just 2 minutes off that 86 and 40 interchange.
Got it. Now, what made you decide to go ahead and start this business?
A few years ago, when we were leaving corporate life, we looked at several different businesses, and one of the businesses we looked at was through a broker was a dog boarding facility over in the Lake Norman area, and I never thought, gee, I need to own a dog boarding facility, but I met the owners, I toured the facility, Margie came down the following week and looked at it again. We loved everything about it. It was a clean, well-run place. The dogs seemed very happy. It was community-based. A lot of good things going for it. We made an offer. We got outbid by two other parties.
So hello.
We thought, you know, and before we did our offer, we had access to the financials and things like that. So we thought, okay, this could be a nice business if you do it right. This could be a nice business if you do it right.
If you do it right. Mm-hmm. Both pet lovers, dog lovers, or just saw the business potential is why you want to start this business?
Yes, we are pet lovers, but we know our limitations. Let me just say that. We decided that this business was not only offered us a lot of growth as individuals and business owners, but it allowed us to reach into the community, and being around animals is just a great way to spend the day.
Right, right.
So we knew we needed some help on this, and we actually partnered up with our dear friends, Tammy and Drew Perner, to accomplish this goal.
Okay. So David explained in the beginning just what you do at a high level. Who are your ideal clients? I know you take care of the pets, but what kind of an audience are you looking for to come to Green Beagle Lodge?
Oh, it could be anyone with a dog is it, you know, the kind of the quick answer, or a cat, you know, dogs and cats. We like to think that this is a very nice facility, you know, offering spectacular amenities for the dogs. There's 30,000 square feet of AstroTurf.
30,000 feet? Am I repeating that? 30,000 feet?
You know, an average play area at a place like this might be 2,000 to 5,000 square feet. We have 30,000. It's most of a football field and a soccer field of AstroTurf that we brought up from Texas, used AstroTurf, part of the green theme. And we have a pool. We have a water park. We have wonderful cabins for the dogs to stay in. We have the Coranda beds. It's a first-class place for first-class people who want to treat their dogs and cats very well.
So what's the process? Let's say someone says, okay, this sounds fascinating. I want to get my dog there because I'm going on vacation. First of all, how much lead time does the client need? And then when they call, what's the process for getting their pet in?
Well, we would need to meet them. You know, it's like making a relationship. You make a relationship with the people. You make a relationship with their animal. So the first thing we always say is come for an interview. We give you an extensive tour of our facility. We meet your dog. We let them play a little bit. And we do a little assessment at that time. And I answer any questions they may have. People are concerned. Confession. I've never boarded my dog. Our dog has never been boarded.
All right.
And there's a reason.
Yes.
I just never felt comfortable. And that comfort level is what we want to give people. You come in, we meet you, you're part of our family, and welcome.
We had actually gone to one or two places and did not like them, did not feel comfortable leaving being there.
Right.
And so when we decided to design a place, we wanted it to be a place where the dog would have a great experience and the owners would have a great experience, not a okay experience.
Are there any kind of dogs or pets in general in which you have this interview and you say, sorry, we wouldn't like to have your dog here?
I think it does happen. It hasn't happened yet, but we anticipate it will. But we give alternatives. Like we're building a network, and that's part of this whole thing, is we're building a network of other resources. So let's say your pet is too old. They have never been boarded. They're 11 years old, and you're worried. Why not? We can make a reference for someone that would come to your house and sit your dog, or someone that maybe a dog is really has too much anxiety about boarding. Another one like that. Now you do take dogs and cats that aren't social.
Right.
Just like people.
Yeah.
But that doesn't, so you just don't put them in play groups, but that doesn't mean they don't get the same level of care.
Got it.
Our yards have lots of segmentation, Sharon, so you can put dogs together by temperament, by size, by activity level. You know, mm-hmm. some young puppies want to run all day, and some older dogs may not be as active. So there's lots of segmentation possibilities. It's not just one big expanse.
Right.
How do you train your staff? How do you find your staff, and what are their qualifications?
Because we did not grow up in this business, we wanted to make sure that we had great, experienced people on the ground from day one. In fact, we started them well before day one of opening, Ryan is our manager, and he comes from a facility on the other side of the triangle where he was 11 years the manager.
Good.
And he's done a great job in acclimating the staff to read dog behaviors and the right way to do things. So we've built out our staff with a complement of full-time people. We have a wonderful reservationist, and she's working on the membership program. We have an assistant manager who's just terrific. And then we have another group of workers who are part-time workers who are children and other high school students who work—
Including our children.
In very good.
Part-time, who work shifts during the summer, for example, and we anticipate a holiday time as well.
So you've got quality staff that must love animals, and people can feel good that their pet is in good hands.
Absolutely.
When they're there.
Absolutely. It's the top of our list.
That's important. Give us your contact information, please.
Yes, our number is 91, it's Green Beagle Lodge. It's 919-929-7387, or you can find us at our website, greenbeaglelodge.com, or we have a great Facebook, and it's being maintained, and we're putting lots of photos on, so check us out on Facebook, and like us.
Just like you. For Facebook, that's
yes.
Very important.
Yes.
Let's take a break, and when we come back, let's hear some more about the Green Beagle Lodge.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guests today are David and Margie Schmidt, who are co-owners of Green Beagle Lodge. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
We are back. My guests today are David and Margie Schmidt, who are co-owners of the Green Beagle Lodge. Let's talk about that name. Margie, how'd you come up with the name Green Beagle Lodge?
Well, I agree. It's not something you hear every day, and I can tell you two things it isn't. It isn't that we take sick and we only take beagles, and it isn't that we only take sick beagles. Some people thought that at the beginning.
Yeah.
Actually, it's because we all started, our partners started, or either currently own or did own a beagle. We love beagles. Beagles have that personality,
yes.
that charm and that mischievous that we sort of all embrace.
Yes.
The green part of it is that when we decided to do this business, we knew that we wanted to be different. And we wanted to embrace many green tenants in the building, in the construction of it. So they're all everything from the sun tunnels to the turf that we have on our fields, which is reclaimed, to some of the other ones we have, the products we use to clean that are Shackley products that are green. We very much think of this as an important part of business, because every day you have a choice. And we want this choice. And we know the big one is we have a cistern that collects rainwater, and we're going to be using that to clean our floors with wet vacs. and also to flush our toilets.
That's
so
amazing.
If we get rain, we will certainly have a filled cistern.
Yeah. What's the maximum number of pets you can have at Green Beagle Lodge?
90.
90. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Now, you've mentioned some critical points that I think already separate you, but tell us also what separates you, what else separates you from other kennels?
Well, the word choice of kennels is interesting because in many people's minds, it almost has a negative connotation because there are not many regulations and for cleanliness and things like that. So we're actually kind of avoiding the word kennel, and we like this word lodge because we hope that it conveys a different kind of standard of care and standard of attention to how we do things. But when we were brainstorming about what we wanted the Green Beagle Lodge to stand for, we came up with four themes. We wanted to be clean, we wanted to be green, we wanted to be safe, we wanted it to be fun. Margie mentioned a couple of things of the green already, this wet vac system and
yes.
carefully chosen cleaning products, Shackley products and other things. The green, there are many examples of green. The cistern is collects that rainwater and our cistern's right out front. You can't help but see it when you pull up. We have the turf at, 30,000 square feet from down by the Mexican-Texas border. It's reclaimed turf, AstroTurf. And what's great about that is that it keeps the dogs cleaner. You're not cutting it. You're not fertilizing it. You're not watering it. So it's like a win in three or four different ways. And it looks pretty sharp, too. I mean,
I can imagine.
And for sound abatement, we decided we needed some baffling in all the in the suites and in the cabins. So we we knew a company out in the Midwest, I think, that created our baffles that out of reclaimed cotton. So, in fact, you could even see little pieces of T-shirt in it.
Educate me. What's baffling?
Baffling is it's something that sits in the ceiling so that the sound doesn't reverberate, so it stops the echoing in a room.
Okay.
Gotcha. And you have it around you.
Baffling.
Yes.
Just talk me something else. Okay. Go ahead.
There are other green elements, besides the cistern and the turf. We have the clear story construction, which is, a layer of glass windows up above, and the building is situated on the site to catch the sun and reflect it, east to west during the day. We have the solo tubes, which are brilliant. They're in incredible light, almost to the point, Sharon, where it's not necessary on a nice day to turn the lights on in the lodge during the day. I mean, it's not necessary. It's spectacular. Well-designed, very well-built place. So clean and green were the first two. Safe. We have an experienced staff. This is another thing that we hope distinguishes us from experienced staff. We're placing a lot of emphasis on educating our staff on reading behaviors, avoiding altercations, so that if you can read the dogs and, if they're playing together, if you can read where trouble might be brewing and avoid it, that's terrific. That's much better than having to break up a fight, for example.
Sure.
We also have, as we mentioned earlier, the segmentation of yards where we match by temperament and size and desired activity level. And there's the fourth thing, okay? So clean, green, safe, and fun.
And, of course, fun.
Fun!
Because everybody wants their dog to have fun. I mean, like we set up a little motto, if you want to call it. It's don't leave them, lodge them. And so, because people want to go away on vacation and say, and not feel bad about leaving Fido, someplace, and they're saying, oh, I'm going to Italy, and here's Fido in this terrible place.
Right.
So we have a lot of things we thought about. The primary one, of course, is our water park. We have a beautiful pool for swimmers. We also have water bubblers, and we have little jets that come out. So even if you're not a swimmer, you can get wet a little bit. We have lots and lots of yard space that include lawn toys and balls and all kinds of things like that. The yards are broken in such a way that, if you have runners, they have plenty of space. Now, we're on 4 acres. The actual yards cover 4 acres, so there's plenty of place to have a lot of fun. But the other part of fun is how do you build a community together, and you want to have this fun, and that includes their owners. So how do we do that? So we decided we wanted to create something very unique called, which is a Green Beagle membership program, Green Beagle Lodge membership program. And we highly encourage people to become a member because it allows you not only to get some discounting on your boarding and your grooming, your training, and all the other things we offer, but you will have access after hours to our private dog park, which is very large. It's like a major football field, and our water park. So that's another thing. People worry about putting their dog in a dog park. And here, this will be sort of pre-screened, and you'll be able to come and enjoy our facility after hours. Another thing is we're planning monthly activities, some serious, some not so serious. Some of the serious ones like a dog CPR, the not so serious ones, Oxlobberfest or Tailgate, T-A-I-L-gate. And activities that will include the owner and their pet. Our first one I think we're going to do is movie night, and we're going to play like something like Beethoven and sit around with your animals, because we have lovely TVs in our activity room. Yeah. We have a big TV in our lobby, including a fireplace, which we will use whenever we can. Uh-huh. And so I think the community is what we're focusing on.
Well, let's close out this segment by getting your contact information, because I'm sure our audience is going to say, where do we find these folks?
Yes, find us at greenbeaglelodge.com. Our Facebook, yeah, absolutely find us there and like us. And our phone number, 919-929-7387, which is also 919-929-PETS.
That makes it easy.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Margie. Thank you, David. Let's take a break, and when we come back, let's hear some more about Green Beagle Lodge.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guests today are David and Margie Schmidt, who are the co-owners of Green Beagle Lodge. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
We are back. My guests today are Mr. David and Mrs. Margie Schmidt, co-owners of Green Beagle Lodge. Folks, tell us about what challenges you may have had in opening your business, because it's so different.
Oh, the very first challenge that we had was to get the special use permit, because we're in the rural buffer zone, you know, at the northern edge of Chapel Hill. So that required hearings, testimony, things like that. And that took a while to get the special use permit, but we qualified in every category, and so we got it. And it just took time and effort. Then we also had a great bit of weather during the construction process. When we first broke ground, we had those heavy rainstorms, and it took a long time until the ground was stable enough for heavy equipment to get in. So I think 12 weeks into the project, we were already 8 weeks behind schedule.
Hello. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That wasn't fun.
Stressful.
But it's all worth it. I mean, you know, back to thinking about the special use permit and everything, we want to be great neighbors. So, I mean, so there are standards that need to be met. We get it, you know, and we embrace them. Okay. But we've taken special pains to do a great job with the design, you know, to control sound, to control smell. We want to be great neighbors in that area. We're right over by Spence's Farm and Waldorf School. We want to be great neighbors along that road.
So the city of Chapel Hill or the county of Orange, whatever, didn't put a lot of roadblocks in your way to try to get yourself started?
I wouldn't categorize it necessarily as roadblocks. I mean, there are lots of talented people, and we have several to thank. Michael Harvey is a planner out of Orange County, and he did lots of things to help us. And I felt his spirit probably best characterized how I'd like the process to work, which is we have standards, we have codes, you know, we should meet them. But let's work together to find ways to get your business open so that you can create jobs and serve the community and things like that. Let's find ways to make it happen, not point out reasons why it can't happen sooner.
Right. How'd you get the funding to get the business started?
Well, we looked around a lot, but we ended up qualifying for a SBA loan, and gratefully, and BB&T has been a great supporter of us. We're very, very grateful to them. And I think there are a lot of people. There's so many people to thank for this, because it really literally takes an army to get this off the ground.
Well, so, getting back to community, tell us about how you really want to form a community around your business.
Our building's beautiful, and in it we have an activity room, and we want to share it. So we want to use that activity room for events beyond our own. So we want to host, animal related activities. You know, bring in a masseuse, bring in unusual things, and use our facility to bring people together to dialogue, to have fun, to learn, anything that has to do with animals. And I think that is the way we will achieve success.
Let's end with your contact information one more time.
Thank you. It's Green our website, greenbeaglelodge.com, and find us on Facebook and make sure you like us. You'll love our photos, by the way. And our phone number, 919-929-7387 or 919-929-PETS.
Thank you, Margie.
And don't leave them, lodge them.
I love that. Margie, David, thank you so much for telling us all about Green Beagle Lodge.
Thanks for having us.
Sounds like
fun.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You've been listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guests today have been David and Margie Schmidt, who are the co-owners of Green Beagle Lodge. That's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening.